Good morning and welcome to the How You Do Anything is How You Do Everything Year Long Retreat. Welcome, Sherry. Good morning.
Good morning, Ashwini.
How are you?
I am so happy to be here. How are you?
Likewise, I'm so happy to be here. All right, let's see who else is so happy to be here and what they did with this assignment.
Okay, can I say something before that?
Uh-huh.
You know, people who don't practice along with us, hearing this, hearing what we're doing, could project all kinds of things. But it is so, it is such a clear demonstration of how practice works, and I would say how life works.
Mm-hmm.
That training oneself to turn attention to the fact that I am happy to be here, it is the very process that liberates us.
Yes.
So
yes.
There's nothing kind of just fun or flippant or casual about this at all. It's very, very serious practice. It just happens to be really fun.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's a training. You know, it is a training.
Oh,
it's a training in
yes.
how to see.
Mm-hmm. Yes. 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 Instead of just that, instead of going to conditioned mind, as Beth pointed out long ago, remember way back when she pointed all this out to us, how are you? Fine. Or, well, you know, I've had this thing going, you know, instead of that, which we are all deeply trained to do, we're training ourselves to come here and affirm something that is true from the heart. I am happy to be here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's a brilliant practice.
It really is. So simple and so comprehensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
So our assignment from yesterday was, what do you need to work on? Write it down in here and then record and listen. And so here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello. Good morning. This is Sharon calling from Barbados.
Good morning, Sharon.
Hi, I'm happy to be here.
Good.
And what I need to work on is very close to being here. Because what I wrote was being grounded and centered in the presence of others. For example, my piano teacher. She comes and I'm pretty confident in playing my scales and my fingering and everything, but she sits down and I become another person. And I don't seem to remember, like when she's not there, I remember fourth finger on this hand, fourth finger on that hand. I don't remember any of that. I become a different person.
Yeah.
And so I
was sharing.
Yeah.
May I ask you about that? Do you have a sense of, I'll just lead the witness. Does it feel like you become very young, that self-conscious, you know your lessons, and then the teacher has you step up in front of the class and suddenly you go blank? And
yeah,
is it
for
that
sure.
Kind of process? Uh-huh.
It's total loss of confidence.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm not the person that I was yesterday before she came. When I worked it through in my mind, I said, oh, yeah, I got this. I can do this. But suddenly mm-hmm. the thoughts that went with that just weren't there.
Yes.
And
were you aware of what the thoughts were that went with her sitting there next to you? Or were you just blank?
I know I thought about that later, and I thought it was something like, she's watching, I can't do it.
Uh-huh.
More like that, or, you know, where is it gone? How come I can't do it? It was more like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't the me who was doing it the day before and had worked
yeah.
it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That is so important to see. And to see with the clarity that you're seeing it. I mean, you may not be able to remember which finger does what in the moment, but what awareness is taking in that is, I would say, more significant than scales on a piano is how conditioned mind is controlling your experience.
Yeah, well, I have no idea how to change that. I don't know how to not do that, you know.
Well, we don't want to change it.
Uh-huh.
We don't want to change it. We want to watch it. We want to get so clear about it that it has no ability to be in that role in our lives any longer.
Well, that means like for the next 6 months, I'm going to be watching myself doing that when I have my lesson. I mean, just watching it, I don't know how I would change it. That's it. That's just
well,
it.
But that's my point. We don't want you to change it. I don't want you to change it. Okay? Because what you're actually practicing is awareness of what conditioning is doing. Trying to change it throws you right back into conditioning's grip. Okay, well, this is going on, and this is what's wrong with that, and so what you need to do to fix that is that. That is ego's realm. Okay, what you're practicing is being aware of it, which means you are increasingly, and now my fingers are doing those little quotes in the sky, you're increasingly identifying with awareness, not with conditioned mind and what it's doing. So you're being able to see what it does instead of being victimized by what it does.
Yeah. I mean, to me, I'm not present. You know, a very similar thing that kind of went into the next homework was that I could see myself doing this whenever I go with my husband to visit his friends or his family. I then become much more controlled in thinking about what should I say, what should I do.
Yes.
I begin, you know, more looking at them looking at me than me just being there in the moment, present.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And the important thing in this is that you're seeing how that's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah? And as you do, increasingly, your attention is going to be on awareness, not on conditioned mind and what it's saying and doing and projecting. You're going to come back, you're going to get much more interested in the workshop of here I am with my husband's friends. Okay, here's another workshop. I get to see how that karmic conditioning, how ego controls me. Okay, that's what I'm going to be watching. I'm going to be watching it from awareness. You know, you just take the mentor's arm and you go to your workshop. That's what's going to change it for you, not you identifying with ego and trying to change it.
Well, I think of myself as trying to control, not ego controlling me. You know what I'm saying?
Trust
like
me.
When I'm with his friends, I'm...
Trust me.
I'm not, yeah, sorry.
Trust me. Trust me.
Okay.
It's ego. You may have been identified with it for so long that it feels like you. And, of course, ego wants you to believe it's you. But it's not. And the proof of that is that you, in little quotes again, are able to be aware of it. And increasingly, you'll realize that that's the case. You are the awareness that is observing that whole process. You're not the author of it. Stuff appears in your mind, and you see it. Voices are there, and you hear them, but you're not creating them. You are witness to them.
Well, you know what? This came along. This homework came along just at the right time because it just came up today. I just had my lesson, and I saw how important this was for me. So just many things.
Okay. So here's your homework now, okay? I want you to listen to this recording a lot.
Yeah.
Okay? Until it begins to really seep in past that belief that I, Sharon, am doing this. And until you get the kind of the components of the workshop that you're in, and then you're going to be excited. You might call for another lesson before the scheduled time. Or you might see if your husband can arrange something with his friends so that you can get on with your workshop.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Well, no, we do have one. We have one. All right.
Oh, good.
Well, I'm glad this is recorded. I was thinking the same thing. Thank you very, yep. very much. Thanks to both
you
of you.
You are so welcome. Okay. Take care.
All right.
Go happy.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Sharon. You know, Sherry, there's so many things about that that occurred to me as the process of practice.
Mm-hmm.
That first, we have a practice. I'm showing up for this particular retreat. This is the assignment. The assignment highlights a process in my life that causes suffering. I become mm-hmm. aware of the process, and then I get facilitated into seeing that the process is, there is a process that wants to change, fix, whatever it is, and that is what's inhibiting my ability to be present.
Yes.
That same thing. And
yes,
so,
well stated.
That mm-hmm. it's what I was seeing is how often that conditioned process is, what do I do to fix it? That very mm-hmm. same process is what condemns the person, right? That there's yes. something wrong with you, and therefore you need to be different. And mm-hmm. it's the one that wants to take charge of making the difference. And yes. we, in the middle of that, we can't tease that apart. And yes. so awareness is the only way that transformation happens, is because that's the only way we can't be in the middle of the process
yeah.
that is saying all of these things. And
yeah.
and the example you showed us this morning about practicing going to, I'm happy to be here, is the movement from the conditioned process of consulting conditioned mind and looking to awareness for what is so. And that's exactly what we're being asked to do when we're looking at a process like Sharon's going through. Because the transformation mm-hmm. happens is because where we look changes, what we identify with changes, and therefore our experience changes.
Yes, well, and the way you just laid that out with putting those two together, so I'm going to go, I'm going to have a piano lesson, and I'm aware that this happens. And so where I'm looking as I'm having my piano lesson is, I'm happy to be here. This is fun. This is great. I'm seeing so much. I'm learning so much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so grateful for this opportunity, mm-hmm. right? That's where I'm training my attention to be, right?
Yes.
And that can only happen when I'm here.
Yes. And that attitude of mind, that how, implies two things. Unconditional acceptance of how it is, and
yes.
the love that will assist in the transformation. Because that
yes.
is what is represented. That's the mentor and presence operating in awareness, which is a completely different experience.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And when we're there, we actually don't care what the circumstances are, because we know
that's
we're
right.
learning. We're seeing.
Yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm. Not outcome driven.
Right. Right. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
What a wonderful lesson in practice. Thank you, Sharon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no kidding. I hope Sharon enjoys this as much as the rest of us, right? That
yeah.
which is why Sangha is so important. Each one of us,
yeah.
at any point, if we're, especially if we're stuck in something that's really old suffering, it's like, but if we're willing to bring that forth, since we all are exactly the same, then we have a chance to look at that process that goes on with us from enough of a distance, because it's happening to somebody else, that we can see it. It enables us to see it more clearly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Next caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Great, great. Hi, Sherry. This is Art.
Hello, Art.
Hi. Wow, what dropped in just now with the previous conversation was I'm so tied up with whether or not there's some story that I did a good job that would distract me into
yeah.
I mean, who cares yeah. whether or not I'm the best best guy in the given situation? It's ego does, I guess.
Well, no, actually, Art, the conversation would make us believe ego wants you to be the best guy. But if we watch what's happening, we realize where ego is actually going is you're not.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I guess where I was, what was happening is that I thought, well, if I, in quotes, am sabotaging myself by paying attention to the voices in my head so that I can't, so that I fumble and I don't have eye contact and things like that.
Yep.
Then what's that about?
Well, that is ego attempting to stay at the center of the universe. Mm-hmm. And you're right. It's an exact parallel with what Sharon was talking about. So karmic conditioning, ego, sets us up, you know, often the conversation, well, the implication is that it wants us to do well, to be good, to be the right person. That's the stage that's set. Is that what's going on? No. But if we don't realize it's a setup, then we fall for it every single time because we believe that voice really wants me to be the best guy. Well, as soon as you get it, that no, that voice does not want that. It actually wants you to stumble so that it can then criticize you, so that you will continue to give all your attention to it. Because the implication is that it's going to guide you to how to be the best guy. But when we look at it over a few decades for many of us, we realize, okay, I've been following its guidance, and I'm in exactly the same place, right? And I get criticized and punished all the time. Well, now we have the intel, right? It's actually not on our side. Now we look at that scene from that perspective. Okay, this whole thing is set up for me to fail so that I'll feel bad, so that I'll continue to give attention to ego. Now, let's look at it from that perspective, and we have a whole new approach to life.
Yeah, that's great. When I was doing the exercise, what came up was that I need to work on being joyful. And so that was a fun practice.
Yes, yes. And so work on in the sense of you need to remember it, right? You need to not fall for that negative conversation in the head and to realize, whoa, wait a minute, I'm alive. I'm alive.
Yeah.
We're enjoyment machines, apparently. I want to appreciate this. I want to enjoy this. Ah, here I am.
Mm-hmm. Well, great.
That's it.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank
so
you,
much.
Art.
Go happy.
Go happy.
Thanks, Art. Sherry, we've got a couple more callers here, so I'm just going to bring them on.
Okay. I hope we have a lot more than a couple, but...
Well, we do, but we have time for a couple more callers.
Okay. All right. Got it.
Here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry. Hi, Sweeney. It's Loren in Connecticut.
Hello, Loren.
Hey, Loren.
Hi. Okay, maybe I'm a little bit distracted by something going on at work in the moment, but I tried to not let that keep me from participating today.
So all the attention back to awareness, huh?
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at this assignment, the first thing I did was circle the word need. Because I sort of, you know, from practice and, you know, things I've looked at in coaching, the word need now is immediately for me like one of the biggest flags of a conditioned process. Like the second I realize I'm being told that there's something that I need to do urgently or something that I need to change urgently because it's a problem, you know, that's just the clue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that process of actually discerning the difference between want and need.
Yes.
And that needs are very, very, it's a very short list.
Yes.
But want, it's a very long list. And ego likes to slide those wants over into the need category so that when it's urgent, you know, it really is. You really do. This is something you need.
Mm-hmm. Yes, something I need or something that's definitely wrong with me or a circumstance or a situation. And so it's a real problem.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you need to address it.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So I divided the box in two, and on one side of it, I put the things that are the things right now that I'm told I need to work on. And some of them actually are authentic things that I do want to bring awareness to, but they are at times taken over by, you know, being told that they're things I need to work on. So, you know, the list is, you know, some content things, you know, some authority people at work that maybe there's a little bit of tension with, or, you know, a very content-based list on one side. But then what I put on the other side, which was I had written actually a draft of it earlier in the day, and then yesterday I was listening to a recording of Monday's call because I missed it, and I got so lit up listening to the conversation between you and Rebecca about, you know, that experience of to keep going with awareness practice because you didn't have the experience that you were really going for yet. And what I had written on the other side was, you know, what I related to what I really want and what I have a sense of going for is just like, you know, really complete freedom from mm-hmm. all of these limited identities and things that I need to work on.
Saving the human being.
Yes.
Right? Saving her,
yes.
Ending her suffering.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So I just got this sense of seeing how, like, really seeing that karmic process of, like, that there's so much content, there's so many, you know, if I were to keep track of them for weeks or months, you know, there's this identity, there's that, there's this problem, there's this thing to work on, there's this thing to juggle, and, you know, being hooked by any one of them at any given time, but, you know, what I'm really called to do is free this person from that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so we could say what you're really called to do is bring unconditional love and acceptance to every moment of your life.
Mm.
Right? To choose unconditional love and acceptance in every moment, because that's going to address all of it. Right? We don't have to take it this piece and then this piece, which is how conditioning likes to do it, right? Separate it out, isolate these things, make them different, and then you have to go through them sequentially. And, of course, the list is just getting longer at the bottom as you start through. But if what we realize is what saves us is the unconditional love of that which is in each moment, then one task.
One task. Yes, and I think my favorite part of listening to the conversation and then, you know, going to the experience myself through listening to the conversation is it's such a different place of relating to all the content, like, you know, this idea that so many things are going to happen and, you know, life's going to go on and choices and this had to happen. It's like whatever needs to happen, whatever experience has to happen, whatever, you know, that is all this waking up or this freeing this person is going to mm-hmm. happen through that, whatever needs to happen.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So here's a place she's not free. Okay, let's bring unconditional love and acceptance to that. Okay,
yeah.
There.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a place she's not free. And as far as I can tell, that's exactly what life is doing for us moment by moment by moment, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Very
All
good.
Right. I'll
Thank
see you,
you Loren. See you soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Gesho.
Thanks, Loren. You know, that last conversation, Jerry, that last part of the conversation, it feels like we're all embodiments of the all, And any place where we don't feel all, that's excluded from the all, is where we bring unconditional acceptance to, so that it gets returned back to the all.
Wow, that is a beautiful image.
Yeah.
I think that captures it perfectly.
Yeah. Well, we have time to squeeze in one more caller, Sherry, so here we go.
Next. Let's squeeze this caller.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Sandy in Berkeley.
Hello, Sandy.
Hello.
Hi,
I'm
Sandy.
So excited to be on. Oh, my goodness. And it's funny because I reluctantly put myself in the queue and felt like today would be a bad day to be called on, but it feels like a good day right now.
Yes, it does. Every day is a good day to be called on.
Yeah. I'm so struck, if I can go back a few days, to how are you when you get what you want and how are you when you don't get what you want. Like in both, there was kind of this like, this part is good, but this part is bad kind of process happening. And a couple of days ago, I was so struck undertaking a task that could have been experienced as stressful, how like there was this buzzing, it felt like I could see it all, like all the different voices, they were like at equal volume, kind of all coexisting at the same time. Like there was the complaint and the story about how somebody did something wrong, which made something more stressful for me. And then there was an awareness like that there's like a deeper level at which that's not true. And that is not a remotely interesting story. And like, not like, and kind of all at the same time. And what I found myself wanting to ask is like, the voices are like a fly buzzing around and it's annoying. And I wonder, with more practice, does it get quieter?
Well, there's so much in that, Sandy. First of all, the part that I find exciting is how aware you are of the whole process, right? Just that, to be able to describe that they're all at the same volume. What that says to me is that attention was with awareness in that process. Ego was not taking you from thing to thing to thing to thing, right? Because that's one where there's that fly buzzing, but actually there's that door crashing in the wind, and then there's that person talking, and then there's that music over. And it goes around from thing to thing to thing to thing to thing. But you were aware of all of those things being present at the same time at the same volume. Yes?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So what then you described is how ego tried to pull you into this is a problem.
Yes.
Rather than, oh, this is interesting. Okay. And it's staying in, oh, this is interesting, that changes everything for us. Because when you are in a, this is interesting, all of these are happening at the same volume. You're not identified with ego or with any of what's going on. And so you're actually now in a place of fascination. And from that place of fascination, you actually don't care that things, external things, which is not, my fingers are doing the little things in the air again. You don't care whether external things change or not.
Mm-hmm.
Can you get a sense of that?
Yeah, I mean,
go ahead.
I was going to say the phrase that keeps coming to my mind is like, love is the cup. It's like other stuff can be in the cup, but like love is the cup. Like love is like there's
there you go.
This foundational truth.
Yep.
And yeah.
Yep. There you are. And when attention is on the cup, You don't care what else is in there because you realize it's all love. This is what we were just, I think Ashwini was just pointing out a few minutes ago. It's not, you're not identifying it yet as love, but it is love. It's just love that feels separate from the all. And so your job, go ahead.
I was going to say, like, are you saying that, like, what I was calling the buzzing fly, like the story about how somebody did something wrong, you're saying that that's like love too, or that's something to be curious about, or like enjoy the process
yes.
of curiosity?
All of those. Yes, all of those. And what will happen to you over a little time of doing that is that you'll lose interest in the story. Ego is interested in maintaining the story. You're interested in turning attention back to the cup.
I guess there's kind of a complaint. Like there's like a
yes.
I wish the fly would shut up. And
Yes. That's ego. That's ego. Wanting your attention on something wrong. Not enough. And that's what you're going to see increasingly. Oh, that's where conditioned mind is always going. It's always looking for what's wrong. Okay, I can see that. Back to the cup. So is this, now, I am not a proponent of, so bring unconditional love to ego. Yes, in a loving from afar kind of way, right? It's all happening inside the cup. Everything is. But what we're learning to do is not give attention to what keeps us from recognizing the cup.
Yeah, what the mentor says that is like, and maybe you or Ashwini said this, or maybe my yoga teacher or somebody, but it's like compassion for like the mammal, like who has this
yes.
construction
yes,
for reasons I don't know. It's like,
absolutely.
Oh, and like what it'll say is like, oh, monkey, like, oh,
yeah.
monkey
yeah.
has these thoughts and these experiences, like, oh.
Yes. Yes. And so back to what we were just talking about with Loren, your job is to save the human from suffering. That's the opportunity we have, as far as I can tell, to be in this human form. Here's a human being. You can save her from suffering. And you're seeing how to do that. You're learning what causes suffering and where to put attention so that suffering doesn't happen. That's what you're learning. All right. Well, I'm glad you
All
put
right.
yourself in the queue. Glad
Thank
we
you
got
so
to
much.
Squeeze you this morning. Thanks, Andy. So happy.
Glad to be squeezed. Bye.
There's Winnie. There's Winnie. Did we lose her?
I'm here. I said there was so much in that conversation, but we're at the end of the show, so here's our assignment.
All right. We'll have to take it up on tomorrow.
Yes. So it's related to what you have to work on, and it says, how has this been an ongoing process in your life? How is this currently apparent in your life? Record and listen.
Okay. Well, that sounds like fun, too.
It does. And so we'll talk to everybody tomorrow.
All right. Go happy.
And find out.
Treasure yourself.
Take care, Sherry. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Special.